Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined today by Live Blog directors Jamie Jors and John Rahor. And we're all getting ready for a Green Bay Packers playoff in the divisional round against the New York Giants this upcoming Sunday, 3:30 p.m. about Lambeau Field. At Lambeau Field. Anyhow, thank you everybody so much for joining us on the show today. Got a great show. Got a guest lined up for today, Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Glad to be having him join us today. He'll be joining us at 8:45 a.m., so just about 10 minutes away. In the meantime, let's talk about some of the topics revolving around the Green Bay Packers in this game this week. I left a link at the top of the live blog to this morning's Packers Daily Links. If you want to open that up and follow along. Today's top story has to do with defensive lineman B.J. Raji amping up the attention on this week's game. He's stoking the fire a little bit. Little jabs, some shots at the New York Giants. But that being said, it's kind of in return for what the Giants have been saying about the Packers. B.J. Raji taking a shot at the Giants' offensive line. Here's what he said, and this comes from Jason Wilde of ESPNMilwaukee.com. Raji said, quote, "Not to say they're soft, but it's not the toughest group I've been against." Yeah, them are fighting words. Of course, it's back and forth between the Packers and the Giants here. Jason Pierre-Paul, Giants defensive end, probably got things started right after their playoff victory over Atlanta last weekend when he guaranteed victory. Was 100% sure they were going to win. And then Travis Beckham, Giants tight end, former University of Wisconsin athlete too, giving some grief to the Packers defensive backs, calling them not very good at all. And so you've kind of got this back and forth, and the fire's being stoked, and it's back and forth here, and it's all talk right now. It's all talk, and there's a lot of it, but it's all talk. Who's going to get the bragging rights is the team that wins on Sunday. That's how it always goes. I have been just a teensy-weensy little bit shocked here from B.J. Raji this season. Not like a huge concern by any means, but, here he makes this comment that we just talked about. Back when the Packers faced the Falcons, this is a long time ago. We're talking 3 months ago now, probably, about. He made comments about the Falcons, because they were talking a little trash, too, when they faced the Packers. Boy, what was it, week 5 of the regular season or so? Raji saying what they have with the Falcons is not a rivalry, and dissing them, playing them down. And so you've got Raji spouting off a little bit this year. It kind of is water under the bridge because the Packers are 15-1. you can spout off a little bit when you're that good. When you have a 15-1 record, that's just the way it goes. isn't it? You got to wonder if it'll ever catch up with him. Will he ever get in trouble? But, as long as the Packers keep winning, it's going to stay that way. Raji probably not doing himself any favors, though, in terms of a national perception and the attention something like this gets. When there's only 8 teams left in the NFL playoffs, the attention's ramped up a bit, and there's a little bit more national attention as well. And you know what? It's kind of odd, a little bit, a little juxtaposition here. JerMichael Finley, tight end JerMichael Finley, the player on the Packers known for outlandish statements. He is, or he made a comment yesterday to Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, actually, who we'll be having on the show in just minutes, and we will ask him all about this. JerMichael Finley saying he doesn't care about his contract. Of course, Finley being a free agent to be next season. And, he was asked about his upcoming free agency, his contract, and Finley saying doesn't care. His attention right now is on the Giants game, on the playoffs, on the Packers. And has said basically recently that he hasn't had a very good 2011 season. Which is being modest, I think. Finley hasn't had a great season by any means. Of course, everybody's going to remember the stretch of drops he had late in the year. But he's had a good season, you know. Certainly hasn't had a poor season, I don't think. Kind of showing a little bit of maturity, saying that he doesn't care about the contract and is focused on the present, and... kind of a little bit of a juxtaposition with B.J. Raji making the outlandish statement. The guy known as being immature, Finley, making the wise choice, the comment that was showed a little maturity, and B.J. Raji is the one speaking out. So kind of a little bit of a difference there that didn't see coming this week. Finley says the right thing on occasion, but then always manages to screw it up somehow as well. And JerMichael Finley, God bless him. I just don't know. I don't think he means to stir up controversy at all. He just doesn't think things through when he says them. But thankfully he did. He made a wise choice and... putting the contract on the back burner and, it's only going to help him in his quest for a new and larger and bigger contract if he plays well the rest of the regular season, certainly, for JerMichael Finley. And B.J. Raji, what is he? He's in year three of a four-year contract, I would assume. I don't know. Did he get a five-year contract as a rookie? I doubt it. But anyway... that's beside the point. So, all this talk this week, a lot of news coming from the Packers locker room and the Giants locker room as well, no doubt, as the Packers and Giants get ready to square off on Sunday with a spot in the NFC Championship game on the line. Should be a good game. I said in my column, my Against the Spread column, at Cheesehead TV yesterday, that I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers have to have a come-from-behind victory. I think it's going to be that close. That all being said, I did predict the Packers to win 28-24. But yeah, I think it's going to be that close. I think it could be a come-from-behind victory. Here we go, John Rahor on the live blog, finding it out. Raji signed a five-year deal. I did not know that. I know it's more common for first-round draft choices to sign five-year deals than other draft choices, just because there's more money involved there. But Ted the Sledge pointing out that Clay Matthews did too. Of course, B.J. Raji and Clay Matthews, both first-round draft choices in the same draft class the same year. So, it's just about 8:45. Going to take a quick little break here. Going to get Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the line. Ask him about JerMichael Finley. Ask him about this playoff game. And a bunch of other things on the docket as well as we get ready to continue with Railbird Central. Hang on. Welcome back to Railbird Central, and joining us right now on the line, we have Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us to preview the Packers playoff game against the New York Giants on Sunday. Tyler, how you doing today? And thank you for joining us.
Hey, we're doing good here. Thanks a lot for having me. You guys do great stuff over there. Appreciate the time.
Well, thank you very kindly. We think you do great stuff as well. We have to start with the sad situation involving offensive coordinator Joe Philbin and the death of his son. Not that I want to dwell on it, but it's been such a big storyline this week. But what I want to know from you is the reaction from the players. Is it how you expected them to react in their interviews in the face of such a tragic circumstance?
Yeah, for the most part, about what you would expect. This is a really big tragedy, and it really hit all of a sudden. This is something that nobody was prepared for. I don't think you can minimize the effect that it's had on guys. I think it has really affected some of the players on the offensive line most. Just on Wednesday, talking to TJ Lang, I mean, here's a guy who lost his dad last week after, you know, a month and a half battle. And then just a few days after that, Joe Philbin's son, obviously, tragically drowns. I mean, that was a really tough back-to-back death for TJ. I mean, he was kind of tearing up, you know, took a seat in his locker, was really struggling to find the right words to say. And I mean, you can't, like I said, you can't minimize this. I don't think it's really cliche or corny to say that this is something the team's going to try to rally around either. I mean, it really is a really family environment with the Packers. It's a small community, a small town. A lot of the guys are really close. You don't hear about divisions and factions in the locker room, at least publicly. So I think that when something like this happens, it just really affects everybody.
Now, by chance the Packers lose, will this be used as an excuse or a reason the Packers lost?
I don't think it can be a reason they lost. They wouldn't say it anyways.
Would the media?
Something like this can go with the media. You know, I guess it remains to be seen. I don't think that it's something that was going to, you know, sap everybody's energy and their focus and all of that. I think they can still, you know, it's not an injury. It's not something tangible on the field. So, I mean, personally, I wouldn't use it as an excuse. But, I mean, let's be real, too. I mean, this is a really big thing. I mean, it's a big tragedy, and they're going to have the funeral today at 2. I'd expect a lot of players to be there. And they play a game in 2 days. So to answer your question, I don't really know. I guess we kind of have to see how they come out coming off a bye. I mean, any team that comes off a bye is going to be a little rusty, at least for a few possessions. You know, how do they look there? It has definitely hit the team in a big way.
Now, Joe Philbin's name has been brought up as a head coaching candidate for several jobs, and most recently with the Raiders, with Reggie McKenzie now in Oakland. And, you know, we just heard Dom Capers as a candidate there as well. We've heard almost every assistant coach on the Packers being mentioned as a candidate for the Raiders head coaching job. And, you know, I kind of wanted to wonder, you know, how does this whole situation affect Joe Philbin's future? But I don't know what direction you want to take this. If you want to talk about Dom Capers as well, or there's a lot of angles here about what's going on in Oakland and how it affects the Packers.
Yeah, you have to think that Reggie McKenzie is going to wait this postseason out and kind of, you know, handpick his guy out of Green Bay staff. I'd be surprised if he didn't do that. Just watching his press conference anyway this week, you know, he said that prior head coaching experience isn't that big of a factor. He's willing to wait a couple weeks if he has to, i.e. somebody from the Packers. So I do think that he's probably going to get somebody from Green Bay. Who is it? Well, you know, Winston Moss's name has obviously been, you know, that's the buzzword right now. That's the rumor, and it sounds like he may be one of the front runners. I think it's a little early, a little premature to just give him the job. I think they'll take a long look. Like you said, Capers, obviously Jason Lacafora reported last night that Capers is in the mix now. I think that Darren Perry is going to get some looks at some possible jobs around the league. A guy like that. Even somebody like Mike Turkovic, I think. And you don't hear his name a lot, but he's a good assistant coach that probably deserves a little consideration somewhere. So there's going to be a lot of attention for these guys. And just considering how long McKenzie has been here, it's probably going to be a Packer guy.
you happened to interview tight end JerMichael Finley, who said he didn't care about his contract status. Finley, of course, will be a free agent at season's end. Do you believe him that he doesn't care?
You know, at this point, I do. I think that he was probably a little upset toward the back half of the season when, you know, he's having a pretty solid year and there were absolutely no talks between the two sides, because that's obviously when Ted Thompson is going to make a move. He's going to do it early on, like you saw with Jordy Nelson, Josh Sitton, and didn't do it with JerMichael Finley. I think that's when he was probably a little miffed. At this point, he's in the postseason, and just talking to him, the vibe I get is that he really has kind of come to grips with the reality of it, that there's a really good chance he just gets the franchise tag. And obviously there's a big difference between what that tag is going to be. I mean, he, like everybody kind of knows, he may make the case that he's a wide receiver, and that tag is $9.4 million or around there. The tight end tag is $5.4 million. It's a big difference. It's a lot of money. It could get, there could be some back and forth there. But, yeah, I think that they're just thinking the tag with Finley, and that he really has come to grips with it.
So Flynn won't get the tag.
I'd be shocked if they did that. You know, there's some risk involved with that. I think that they end up losing Flynn for nothing here. And I know a lot of people on Twitter really despise Finley lately, and, you know, a lot of drops. They don't like the antics, all this stuff. But on the field, I mean, he really is a rare talent. There aren't a lot of tight ends like him in the league. And yeah, they won a Super Bowl without the guy, but they also won 15 games with him, and he really creates a lot of matchup problems for defenses. If you see how teams are playing him, he has been a huge factor this year. And he's young. I mean, he's really young, and he's, what is he, 24 years old. He's only going to get better. Now, I've kind of gone back and forth on it. Early in the year, I really thought that, yeah, you know, you have a bunch of these other tight ends. Andrew Corliss, you drafted a couple. Tom Crabtree's good as a run blocker. But the more you kind of watch this offense and see how the pieces all affect each other, JerMichael Finley is a guy that they should kind of keep around at least for another year with the tag. Is he worth that huge exorbitant contract? I don't know. I don't know if I do that. But at the tag price for the tight end, sure, definitely. And you know, a lot's been made about this guy being a quote-unquote head case. You know, just I think this week's a good example where, you know, obviously a lot was made of B.J. Raji's comments, and you kind of get a taste of that New York media and kind of how things operate elsewhere where a team isn't 15-1. I mean, if JerMichael Finley says he's not a fan of all the Tim Tebow coverage, you know, so what? I don't see this guy as some off-the-field head case.
Absolutely. You know, I thought Finley perhaps showed a little bit of maturity, and Raji, the immaturity this week, which kind of comes as unexpected given their, you know, backgrounds, I suppose, or what they've said in the past. I mean, did that surprise you at all?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I think everybody in the media group anyways kind of appreciates that candidness from a guy like Raji. He's been great all year. He doesn't really hold back. Think back to that Atlanta game when, you know, he was pretty outspoken with the Atlanta offensive line before and after the game. But in the playoffs where bulletin board material is just going to kind of fly in the wind every direction, I think, yeah, right, JerMichael Finley was kind of a smart guy here.
Quick look at the game here, seeing as there is a playoff game, and we could talk about the offseason some other time and franchise tags, but, you know, this Giants defensive line the Packers are going to face is pretty talented. Can they rattle Aaron Rodgers, or is it even possible to rattle Aaron Rodgers?
Sure, I think that they can get after him. They just have so many guys up front that they can kind of rotate through. Still, we don't really know where Chad Clifton is at. You know, he did okay in the season finale against Kyle Van Den Bosch and the Lions, about what you'd expect in 25 snaps for a guy that hadn't played since week five. In 2 weeks of practice, the coaches are saying the right things. Clifton's saying the right things, and he says he's ready. He's good to go. But if he struggles, you know, they will probably pull him for Marshall Newhouse. You saw what happened with him against Jason Pierre-Paul. Overall, though, I think for the most part of this year, the line has had its troubles. a lot of defensive ends. You think back to those two Vikings games that have gotten after Rodgers. But sometimes it just doesn't matter. I mean, really, how many times have you seen where, you know, Rodgers is under pressure the whole game and they still win by two or three touchdowns? I'm really not sure how much of a factor it's going to be if the Giants are able to get after him, because there always is a certain amount of possessions in the game Rodgers is going to have, and he has constantly been able to find a rhythm. So even if they can get after him, I think that Green Bay can still win the game.
Can we get a prediction? I think the Journal Sentinel publishes your prediction every week. I don't know if they do it the day of the game or not. Can we get a inside quick peek before that comes out?
Sure. You know, I do think the Packers are going to win this game, something like 31-27. Just, you know, there's too many receivers for the Giants to kind of reel in. The New York secondary, I know they've improved a little bit, but that was, you know, the Atlanta Falcons they went against last week. Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers are much different. I think that they'll have trouble keeping up with the Packers receivers. And, yeah, they're going to come out and try to establish the run and keep them off the field. Can they do it for a whole game? I'm not really sure.
Tyler Dunn, thank you so much for joining us here on Railbird Central this morning. Let's do it again sometime.
Hey, anytime, man. Thanks a lot for having me.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care. Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us here on Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV this morning. Great to have him. Great to get his insight. And he does such a good job day in, day out at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Make sure to read his articles. Fantastic feature writer, fantastic researcher. Just, I think they were talking on the live blog throughout his link. He had an article on Aaron Rodgers today. I mean, the research Tyler Dunn put into that article, talking to Aaron Rodgers' high school baseball coach. Who's done that before? You know, Aaron Rodgers is such a popular figure. People have gone back and interviewed certainly his college football coaches. You know, going back to Cal, even the community college he attended the first 2 years of his college career, probably have interviewed his high school football coach. But to go back and interview his high school baseball coach and interviewed former Packers teammate Ruvell Martin, who hasn't been with the Packers for a couple of years, fantastic research that goes into Tyler Dunn's articles. Great job. Highly suggest you check them out. And anyhow, here at Railbird Central with Tyler Dunn off the line, that opens up our phone lines. Got a new phone line here at Cheesehead TV. Had a comment last show on Wednesday that the call-in portion didn't work. So if you want to call into the show, the phone number, the new phone number here at Cheesehead TV is area code 347-352-0154. So if you want to call in, feel free and leave your comments on what you think about the Green Bay Packers, about how they'll do against the New York Giants this weekend. It's going to be exciting, certainly. I think it is. This is a team that's, hot. The Giants are coming into this game. We've talked about this many times already. I think the Giants are coming into this game with momentum. Now, that's not to say I don't think the Packers are coming into this game with momentum. They are as well. Yeah, they lost late in the season to the Kansas City Chiefs, but they've won two straight games since then, both against division rivals. Yeah, the Packers had the bye week. I don't think it matters. I think momentum carries over. And it's not, you know, it's not like one loss, I don't think, kills momentum. You know, this is a team that won 20-plus games before they lost to the Chiefs. And you know, what they've won, 24 out of 25 or something like that? Something crazy? This is a team that's still fantastic. I can't pick against the Packers right now. And I think it is crazy for anybody to do that right now. Maybe not crazy, but I just can't do it. I just can't. I think it'll be a close game, certainly. But, there has been a lot of talk this week from, you watch the national media, you watch the ESPNs. You know, there's been a lot of love given to the New York Giants. And they deserve it. I mean, they're playing well, but just still, gotta like the Green Bay Packers, what they're doing right now. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. He's going to dissect the New York Giants secondary, I think, him along with the Packers' plethora of receiving options. I just think they're the difference. They're the difference in every game. Every game. From Greg Jennings to Jordy Nelson to Randall Cobb, James Jones, Donald Driver, you name it, they're all so good. The other teams just can't handle that. And especially a team, the New York Giants secondary, that's average. They're not poor, but, the Giants secondary, I don't think, is considered one of the best in the NFL by any means. So, I think the Packers have the upper hand there. And that's, they've always had the upper hand there this season, at least, going back to last season. Aaron Rodgers is just too good. Yeah, Eli Manning's won a lot of games. Yes, he's clutch. Aaron Rodgers might be clutcher. Can I say, is that a word, clutcher? Anyhow. But, so exciting. Laura on the live blog saying this game needs to get here already. Doesn't it? Oh, man. It's been that this bye week, it's so long in between games if you're a Packer fan. Thankfully, if long as the Packers win, it won't take quite so long for the next game to roll around, the NFC Championship game. It won't have another week off. But then if the Packers get the Super Bowl, you got to wait the 2 weeks again. But that's a small pittance to play in the Super Bowl. So I think everybody's looking forward to that and looking forward to a game in Indianapolis. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Just fantastic. If the Packers can make it there again and hopefully win the Super Bowl. But let's get through this week first. Should be an interesting one, and a great show today. Thanks, everybody, so much for joining us here on Railbird Central this morning. Thank you again to Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for joining us. Thanks to Jamie Jors and John Rahor directing the live blog, and all the listeners for coming and joining us here every day. Make sure to join us this weekend during the game for our live blog, following the game, following the action on the field, the discussion that takes place between all the fans and our analysts here at Cheesehead TV. Absolutely fantastic. We'll have more analysis in the run-up to the game and post-game reaction as well. And join us on Monday again back here on Railbird Central when we have Packers tight end Tom Crabtree joining us once again on Monday. So have a good weekend, everyone. Have a good Friday today. And go Pack, go. I leave you with a song called Valley of the Jig by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you, everyone. Go Pack, go.